This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. John Elway is stepping down as general manager of the Denver Broncos. The team announced today that the former quarterback will stay on as president of football operations. Elway has been GM since 2011 and helped guide the team to a third Super Bowl victory in 2016. The Broncos finished a fourth losing season yesterday and missed the playoffs for the fifth year in a row. A new state law aims to bring more transparency to the wages that employers pay and more power to workers who've been discriminated against. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
The Equal Pay for Equal Work Act does a lot. It requires employers to include a pay range on any job openings they post. It also prohibits them from asking candidates about their own pay history, a tactic that labor advocates say is used to justify paying new hires less money. Employers must also make all workers aware of any chances for promotions within their company. And finally, it bans wage discrimination based on gender identity and lets workers who have been discriminated against go to court for damages. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
The Tennessee Pass line that runs through the high mountains of central Colorado may soon see trains after 23 years of dormancy. The line runs roughly from Canyon City to Eagle. Officials say $250 million worth of repairs have to be made to the track and other infrastructure before service can begin. 52 in Denver, 31 in Vail. This is CPR News.